We'd like to welcome everyone to shareenjoyment.com. We are dedicating tonight Shir L'Zichre L'Ilui Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. We thank Jake Wyman. We're coming up to Simchas Torah this week, and it's a Simchas Torah here every night at shareenjoyment.com. And we want to really thank Jake for his hard work, and likewise to Mitch Green for his devotion and his commitment and his dedication to shareenjoyment.com. Let's discuss today. I want to discuss today a minhag that we engage in on Hoshana Rabbah. And what I am referring to is the hitting, the banging of the Arava. We, on Hoshana Rabbah, there's a minhag that we take an Arava, Me'ikar Hadin, according to the letter of the law. We only have to take one branch of an arava, which has on it one leaf, and hit, bang the floor, bang it on the ground one time. However, Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, they go through all the details and they advise us that we should take five branches of the arava, and we should tie them together. And we should first shake the five branches of the arava. Just shake it. You don't have to shake it in all six directions. And after we finish shaking it, we bang it on the ground five times. And then we bang it on a chair or a table or some type of an instrument and cause the leaves to fall off the arava. And then we throw it on top of the Aron HaKodesh. Okay, it's quite a ceremony. Okay, Tale, we do this typically at the end of Hashanah, when we come to the paragraph titled Ta'aneh Emunim, we put down the Lulav and Esrog, pick up the Hoshana, five branches of Arava, tie together, either with a lulav branch or an arava branch or even a rubber band. And we hold it, we bang on the ground five times, and we first shake five times, we first shake the Hashanah, we bang it on the ground, and then we bang it again on the table or the chair to remove some of the leaves. And when we're finished, we throw it on top of the Aron HaKodesh. Now, this is quite a custom, and it's really very hard to decipher the inner meaning of this custom. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah tells us that there is a dispute as to the nature of the minhag. One opinion says this is a was established by the Nevi'im, the prophets. Which prophets? I don't know. I don't know which prophets established this minhag, but it was established by the I think the Gemara says Zechariah Malachi, Haggai, Zechariah and Malachi. Okay, the last three prophets who lived, they established this as a halacha. It's a yisoid. The exact term is yisoid hanevi'im. And the other opinion in the Gemara tells us that it's not a yisoid. It was not established as a fundamental requirement, but rather it's a minhag. It is a minhag that was established by the nevi'im. I believe the word is the minhag. Let me see if I have it over here. It's a minhag nevi'im, a custom. Now, you'll obviously ask the question, what is the difference between a minhag and a yesoid? Yesoid means it's fundamental. It is a foundational commandment. Minhag is a custom. What is the difference if the chibud means to bang the arava. Really, the chibud is there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns that you should shake the Arava, and the Rambam learns that you should hit the Arava. What is the difference if it's a yesoid, a foundational commandment, or a minhag, or a simple custom? So the answer is, the nafkamina would be if we make a bracha. Generally, we do not make a bracha on a custom. However, if it is not just a custom, it is upgraded to a yesoid hanavim, a foundational commandment of the prophets, then we would make a bracha. Now let's step back. Let's step back and discuss brachas. When we have a mitzvah d'oraisa, like blowing shofar, or taking the lulav and esrog, or eating matzah, a mitzvah that the Torah tells us one must do, there is no question we make a bracha. And the nusach of the bracha is, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu. You have commanded us to do the mitzvah. You have commanded us to blow shofar. You have commanded us to eat matzah. You have commanded us to take the lulav and esrog. There's no question that we make a bracha. But not everything did the Torah tell us to do. There are mitzvahs that the Rabbanon, the rabbis, have commanded us to do. For example, there are many examples of this, we say Kiddush Levana. Okay, that is a mitzvah midrabbanon. We say Bizman Hazeh Sefira Tzoimer. It's only a mitzvah midrabbanon. There are mitzvahs which the Rabbanon would take Hanukkah candles. Hanukkah, lighting the menorah, lighting Shabbos candles. These are not mitzvahs min ha-Torah. These are mitzvahs mid-Rabbanon. And, well, more or less, okay, that's, but more or less, these are mitzvahs mid-Rabbanon. And we say, we recite the same formula for the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu, you sanctified us, the mitzvah sub with your mitzvahs, with sivanu, and you have commanded us. You have commanded us? Really? How can we say vitzivanu on a mitzvah that is merely a din d'rabbanan? So the answer is, we have a pasuk that says, loisosur mikol asher yomru lecha yomin u'smol. Person should not deviate, we may not deviate from everything which the Torah, which you have commanded us, which the rabbis have commanded us, right or left. You're not allowed to deviate from the command, the mitzvahs of the rabbis. The Torah, with this pasuk, has sanctioned that when the rabbis command us to do something, it is equivalent to the Torah telling us to do something. Now, on the other hand, we also have what we just mentioned, mitzvahs that come from the prophets. For example, one example of this would be for laying the Megillah. On Purim, we lay in the Megillah. Chazal tell us that this is Divrei Kabbalah. It is a mitzvah that the Nevi'im commanded us to do. It's a higher level than the rabbis telling us to do a mitzvah. It's a higher level. And the reason why we make a bracha when we do a mitzvah which the Nevi'im commanded us to do is because it says in the Torah that if you will have a Navi, and the Navi will produce a sign, and the sign will come true, and the Navi will authenticate, validate his that he is a true Navi, a Navi MS, the pasuk includes, Elav Tishma'un, you shall listen to him. You shall obey the words of a Navi. Now there's one more category of mitzvahs, which are not midaraisa, and that is mitzvahs which are a minhag, a custom. For example, we recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Chatzi Hallel. We recite Chatzi Hallel the last 6 days of Pesach. And in truth, not everyone holds that we should make a bracha. we Ashkenazim follow the custom that we do make a bracha. And the reason why we make a bracha on a custom, not on a mitzvah midrabanan, is because of a third source. The third source is al titoish, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, al titoish toiras imecha. Don't abandon, don't forsake the commandments of your mother. And this is interpreted by Chazal to mean that a custom from time immemorial, which the nation of Klal Yisrael is accustomed to doing, don't abandon that custom. Al titoish toiras simecha. So let's carefully review. There are four categories of commandments. In some nations, there's a total of four categories of commandments. There is a mitzvah. There is There are four categories of commandments. There is a mitzvah de'oraisa. A mitzvah de'oraisa is a biblical mitzvah where Hashem has commanded us to do a mitzvah, and we make a baruch asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sa v'tzivanu. And then there is also what is called the mitzvah of divrei kabbalah, which the prophets have commanded us to do. We make the same bracha. We may have the same template for the bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah sa v'tzivanu, based upon the pasuk of the Torah telling us that we shall obey the words of the prophets, Eilav Tishma'on. And then we have a mitzvah from the Rabbanon, for example, lighting Hanukkah candles. Such a mitzvah we obey because it says in the pasuk, Lo Sosur Mikol Asher Yomu L'cho Yomin U'smol. And finally, we have a minhag, a custom. Even let's say the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Li'aretz. Why do we observe the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Li'aretz? Today we are experts in the calendar. The Gemara tells us, you are right, although we are experts, Minhag Avoseinu Biodeinu. We continue to observe what our forefathers observed because it's a Minhag. And therefore, on the second night of Yom Tov, we make kiddush, we make a bracha, and we eat matzah. And when we eat the matzah, we make a bracha. And when we blow shofar on the second day, we make a bracha, and so on and so forth. We make a bracha the second day of Yom Tov because it's a minog. The source for that minog is al titoish toiras imecha. It's truly fascinating. It's always kedai, always a very, very fascinating concept to realize that the rituals that we engage in can be divided into four categories. Mitzvahs de'oraisa, mitzvahs midivrei kabbalah, for example, laning the Megillah on the night of Purim, and there are other mitzvahs that are called midivrei kabbalah. And then there are mitzvahs derabanan, and then there are minhagim. Everything that we do in Klal Yisrael, as far as our rituals, falls into one of these four categories. And the first category doesn't need any pasuk. It's obvious. Hashem commanded us the mitzvahs of the Torah. The mitzvahs of divrei kabbalah is based on Eil of Tishma'un. The mitzvahs midrabanan is based on the pasuk of lo sasur, and the minhagim is based on al titoish toras imecha. Now comes the question: why don't we make a baracha? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al chibut Arava, on Hoshana Rabbah. It's a minhag to take the five badim, the five branches of the Arava, tie them together, and hit them on the ground. Why don't we make a bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sevetzivanu, Al Chibut Arava? We've just concluded that there is a disagreement in the Gemara. One opinion says it is a minhag of the prophets, and one opinion says it is a foundational commandment of the prophets. So if it's Divrei Kabbalah, we should make a bracha because of the Pasuk Elav Tishmon. And if it's because it's a minhag, so we should make a bracha because of the Pasuk Al Titosh Torah Simecha. Don't abandon the teachings of your mother, which we understand to be referring to the customs of the Jewish nation. So why don't we do this? So let's assume one popular answer that we accept lehalacha, the opinion that hitting the arava on the ground is a custom. We said before, it is a disagreement. One opinion says it is a yesoid hanaviim. Yesoid means a foundational commandment of the prophets. But the other opinion says it is only a custom. Lehalacha, we accept the opinion of the second opinion that it is merely a custom. Oh, but a custom we also make a bracha on a custom. Don't we also make a bracha on a custom? So the answer is there are different types of customs. There are strong customs like reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, like lighting the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. Those are considered strong customs. And then there are lighter customs. Hitting an arava, taking just a branch of an arava and hitting it on the ground, it's not so significant. It's not considered a significant act. Okay, there are other answers. There are better answers, but there's what to work with. There's what to work with if we consider hitting the arava on the ground as merely a minhag. A minhag is lighter. It's not a divrei kabbalah. It's not the command of the prophets. And we can begin to differentiate between different types of minhagim. But according to the Manda Omar that says it's a yesoid hanaviim, then we have a big question, because a commandment of the prophets is serious stuff. It's serious business. What we should make a bracha. It's a little bit it's a forced answer to try to say that hitting the arava is merely a minhag and not a foundational command of the prophets. So there is something very interesting. There is something very interesting that it's brought down. I wasn't really accurate with you. I told you that there are two opinions. There is something called a Yesoid Nevi'im, and there is a Minhag Nevi'im. There is an opinion. Let's see if I can find it. I just had it here. Okay. And let me read you the Gemara. Let me read you a piece of Gemara that says, it's the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, no, the Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, Omar Ivoy. Ivoy is the name of a person. He says, Have ko'imna kame de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzaddok. I was once standing in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzaddok, and the Aisu kame arava, and it was Hoshana Rabbah. Could you believe it was Hoshana Rabbah? And they brought Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzaddok, a arava. Chovit, v'loy berach. He hit the arava on the ground, or according to Rashi, he waved. Chavit means he waved. We do both. We wave the arava, and then we hit the arava on the ground. V'loy berach. And he did not make a bracha. Kosovar. The Gemara comments that The reason why he did not make a bracha is because he is of the opinion, minhag nevi'im hi. It is merely a minhag from the prophets, and a minhag does not qualify for a bracha. Now, then the Gemara goes further. Okay, the Gemara goes further. Also, I say Arava Lakame Derav. They also brought an Arava before Rav, the famous Rav. Chavit Chavit, he hit the Arava on the ground. Veloy Berach, same exact thing. Kosavar Minag Nevim He. It's only a Minag. Now, some of the commentators have a fascinating pshat on this Gemara. And they say, really, these two opinions held. It's to bang the Arava on the ground is the Yesoid HaNevi'im. When they quoted that they did not, that it's only a Minag Nevi'im, they held that not to make a bracha is a minig nevi'im. In other words, we're combining both Perushim and the Gemara. Chibut Arava, to hit the Arava on the ground, is a Yesoid nevi'im. And really, we should immediately require a bracha. However, it is the minig nevi'im not to make a bracha. Fascinating. Everything that Nevi'im established, we make a bracha. All the halachas that the Nevi'im established, we make a bracha. But this particular foundational commandment of the Nevi'im built in was really, you know, you can make a bracha, but the minhag, the custom of the Nevi'im, when they fulfilled the yesoid, this foundational principle, was not to make a bracha. It's all one opinion. It's a yesoid. It was established by the Nevi'im as fundamental. But the custom is not to make a bracha. Even though really you should make a bracha, they chose not to make a bracha. What does that mean? What in the world does that mean? What's going on over here? So I want to suggest the following. Why do we hit with the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah? What is this about? You take an Arava, the Nevi'im told us, take an Arava and hit it on the ground. What does the Arava represent? So there are really two opinions in the Gemara. The Dalet Minim, they represent the eyes, the lips, the spine, the heart. The Arava represents the lips. It represents the lips. The Arava is shaped similar to the lips of a person. On Hashanah Rabbah is a very holy day. It's equivalent to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's the day when Hashem delivers the Chasima to the Malachim to carry out the Gezar Din. It's a frightening day. And on this day, we plead with Hashem. We have one last chance. It's a long davening, Hoshana Rabbah. We go around the Bima with the Lulav and Esrog, around the Sefer Torah with the Lulav and Esrog. Hoshana, Hoshana, Hoshana. We are pleading with Hashem to spare us from harm. It's a long year ahead. It's a cold winter, a hot summer. Every day there are new issues, new problems. We are pleading with Hashem to have Rachmanis on us. Don't deliver to the Malachim a decree to carry out something which is harmful for us. And there are prosecutors, Mekatrigim, Malachi Chavola, that are arguing before Hashem that we are not worthy of blessing. And we take the arava, which represents the lips, the speech of the accusing angels, the prosecutors, and we throw it on the ground as an expression, destroy the harsh decree, destroy, do not allow the Malachi Chavala to present arguments that would be to our detriment. And we likewise this is an entirely different understanding of Chibur Arava. The Arava also represents the Jew who is unaffiliated. The Jew who has no tam, no peros, and no reach. You know, the esrog is tam v'reach. It has taste and has fragrance. The lulav, dates, it has taste. The fruit that grows on a date tree, on the palm tree, has taste, but it does not have reach. And the hadas, we know that has reach, a fragrant smell, but there are no fruits. The arava is the worst. The arava has no fruit and has no fragrance. It represents the Jew who has not yet done teshuva. It's now the last day, the last chance to do teshuva. We went through Elul, we went through Rosh Hashanah, the Aser Simei Teshuva, Yom Kippur. It's the last chance. And we take the arava and we bang it on the ground. It's like symbolically, we beat the living daylights out of the unaffiliated Jews who have not yet done teshuva. I know today we live in a generation where we have unconditional love. But Chazal, in their day, weren't so generous. And although there was unconditional love for every Jew, when it comes down to the very last day, and we've done everything to bring these Jews within Tachas Kanfei HaShechina, and they still didn't do teshuva, you beat the living daylights out of them. You chibur arava, you take the arava, and you smash it on the ground to wake up. Today is the last day. And the truth is, there's a little bit of an arava in every single one of us. There's a stubbornness, a rebelliousness, a little bit within every single person. And we're very nice. Elul, we're very nice. We have unconditional love in Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Aser Simei Teshuva and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But it comes to a point, Ad Kan. We have to go through shock therapy. And we have to break. We got to break the unaffiliated, the stubborn element within us. Now, therefore, I want to suggest that's why the Nevi'im told us not to make a bracha. The Nevi'im taught us this takana of taking the arava and hitting it on the ground, smash it on the ground, remove the leaves by hitting it on a chair. It has to be done. Sometimes we need shock therapy. It's necessary. But it's not pleasant. It's not the Torah way. It's not what we want. Ideally, we want a person to do teshuva, me'ahava. And we gave ourselves so many chances. 30 days of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and the 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We gave these people so many chances to wake up, And likewise, if you want to go say about we are smashing the prosecutors, it's not the Jewish way, violence. It's not the Jewish way to celebrate the fall of Rishoyim. The Ibud Rishoyim Rina, we thank Hashem. But do we gloat over the downfall of our enemies? That's not the Jewish way. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. You must eliminate the wicked, our enemies. You must wake up Klal Yisrael, those who have not done teshuva, including ourselves, the element of stubbornness within ourselves. And we sometimes have to come on to unconventional means, symbolized by the hitting. You take an arava and you hit it on the ground. That's unconventional. There's no equivalent to this. That's not the Jewish way to violence, to take the arava and hit the arava on the ground. It's not the Jewish way. But unfortunately, there are times when it is required. There are times when we have to eliminate our enemy with weapons and explosives, as we see in Eretz Yisrael, dealing with Rishoyim Gemurim. Unfortunately, we have to resort to these means to protect ourselves, because we cherish life, and life for them has no meaning. And sometimes to wake up ourselves to do teshuva, it's necessary to come on to unconventional techniques. But we have to remember, this is not the ideal. This is not to be celebrated. This is not to be highlighted, because it's not us. It's not the Jewish way, and we cannot say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al chibud arava. You don't do that. You don't do that. That's why it's a yisoid neviim. But the minug is not to make a bracha. To be very careful. It may times be necessary in unique circumstances, but it's not something you can say, Vitzivanu, this is what Hashem wants. It's not what Hashem wants. This perhaps is an idea, so let's review what we learned today. We learned today that every single mitzvah can be, every single action, every single commandment can be included into one of four categories, either a deraisa, that's min haTorah, or divrei Kabbalah, or a derabbanan, or a minhag, and each has a source of elav tishmon leisasur al titoish tarasimecha. And then we pose the question: why then don't we make a bracha on chibud arava? And then we gave either it's a minhag. So if it's a minhag, we paskin that it's a minhag. So nu. We can differentiate between different types of minhagim. Some minhagim we make a bracha, some we do not make a bracha. But if it's a yisoid, the question remains. And to this we suggested that the answer is elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. It's a yisoid, but the minhag is not to make a bracha. How can that be explained? Well, we have to understand why we bang the arava. Two common approaches as to why we bang the arava is we want to silence the accusations of our enemies, of the mekatrigim, the prosecuting angels. And the other approach is we want to wake up the Jews who have no tam v'reach. And who are those Jews? Unfortunately, there's a little bit of that Jew within ourselves. On this very last day of Hashana Rabbah, we have to wake them up. And therefore, we have to bang the Arava, which symbolizes, on the one hand, the Jews that are Unfortunately, not with the program and the katrigim. But to make a bracha on such an action of hitting it on the ground, symbolic of unconventional means, that we cannot do. I want to wish everyone who has joined us a wonderful, wonderful Piskatova. A Piskatova, a good seal. It should be a year of incredible bracha for Klal Yisrael, for every Yachid and their Mishpacha. Everyone should be zoichet to everything that they want, whether it's Shiduchim for their children or for themselves, and for Parnasa and good health. The most important thing is good health and nachas, satisfaction in life, will to live and accomplish, to conquer, and to bring Hashem nachas ruach, to bring the world to its purpose. Bias kol HaMashiach b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Good night.